Are you ready to glitterize your day? Let's get right to it. I'm the Samantha Parker, and here's your daily dose of glitter.
Welcome back to a week of glitterizing our bodies. We are doing an entire week of self-love and glitter dedicated specifically to this amazing body that you're in. Ooh, just recording these, my body's like, hey, 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 girl, hey. All right, guys, we are on day four. If you missed any of the previous days, just go ahead and listen to them. If you're binging this all at once, oh, hey, I see you, but make sure you do the activities along the way. We were taking action because this really is perfect. If you haven't been showing up, if you're struggling with body dysmorphia like I am, and you want to just really glitterize the way that you feel, and you want some action tips, right? You want something you can do besides inspiration, which yesterday I was like, bitch slap of inspiration. But today we're taking action. Okay, here's what we're doing. I want you to take a journal, so a piece of paper, whatever, you know, where you write things. Maybe you write them in your phone. Notes are perfectly acceptable, you guys. But here's the thing is we can't let our minds bully our bodies. That is like a quote in itself. If you want to write that at the top of your page, do it. I will not let my mind bully my body. And what I want you to journal about today, though, is just imagine yourself in 50 years. So let's see, in 50 years, I would be 50, 60, 70, 88. Oh, I like that number. But maybe even let's imagine 70 years where I would be 108. And I'm just going to assume that I've died. Okay. So let's say that I have died and I'm laying in my grave and I'm reflecting on my life. Do you think I'm going to give a flying fuck what my weight was on Wednesday, March 15th at approximately 3 p.m.? No. Am I going to give an absolute flying fudge that I had some cellulite on my butt? No. Am I going to give any sort of fucks about anything that had to do with the appearance of my skin or the vessel of my body? I'm not, because I'm dead. But I can tell you that I will definitely be reflecting on the experiences that I had in my life. And so when I think about this and I sit down with my piece of paper and my journal, I want to be asking myself, like, what would happen now if I gave myself that kind of freedom? If I gave myself the freedom of allowing my mind to just experience the world without the guilt and shame of my body, like, what would that feel like? And honestly, you guys, even ask yourself this, like, in 5 years, do you want to be telling yourself the same bullshit story? In 20 years, 30 years, when you're dead and you're reflecting on your life, wherever it is that we go somewhere, I know that, into energy amazingness, and maybe we join the aliens, we don't know anymore. But when I get there, am I going to want to be sitting up there and whining that I should have lost that 5 pounds, or whining that I shouldn't have worn a bikini, or I should have? No, I'm just going to be like, holy fuck, I lived all out. How is that going to feel? That's what I want you to journal on today, is how would that freedom feel? Okay. Don't let your mind bully your body, you guys. Okay. We're doing this. We are on day four of this amazing week long journey. If you're following along with me, please pop over to my Instagram. It's at the Samantha Parker. On TikTok, I am at Chill Glitter. Either one, shoot me a DM and let's do this together. I'm doing this with you guys. I have my own body struggles. I've been working out more. I've changed a lot of things in my life. And it's funny what happens when you're in a space like that. Like, my brain really wants to bully me and tell me I'm not doing a good enough job. So that's why we're doing this, and we're doing it together. All right, you guys, tag me, message me on Instagram. I'll see you tomorrow for day number 5. Here we go.